Fraudcast is here. It's so great to be back in my own room where you guys were last week.
Man, I jizzed on your bed so many times.
Put my butt all over your stuff.
And you know what? I expect nothing less. And that's why I love you guys. So this is your Ear Rapist, Ben. I am back in the house. We have the whole crew. We've got a lot of stuff. We even have some news to announce. But first, let's get to who's here. We got Super Blogger Vince.
That's me.
We have future NFL Hall of Famer Brendan.
Hey.
And we have Microphone Mike Michelson Brett.
I can't actually smell your fear.
You can or cannot?
Cannot.
Oh.
Well, it's a common misconception. I can't smell at all.
That's your bad.
Yeah.
So we got some live broadcast news to announce. We'll get to that in a second. Laramie's going to come on a little bit later. We have some great clips from the Gathering of the Juggalos, where our wonderful correspondent Mike went out for a couple days and got some good clips from deep in the depths of the Gathering.
The darkest gathering.
Yeah, it was good. But first, very exciting news. We're coming to Chicago live in the flesh.
Yeah, I should have that applause thing queued up.
Even me?
Even Brett's invited.
Yes.
Brett's invited.
Yes.
So yeah. Very, very big thanks to the University of Chicago and Evan over at Doc Films. He's been helping set this up. So set your calendars in your butts.
Set your calendar in your butt or set the calendar
set
your
butt calendar.
Okay.
Set your butt calendar to November 3rd. We're not exactly sure if it'll
set it to fart.
Set it to full fart.
Set your calendars to fart.
It's going to be definitely the Saturday.
All this and more you shall expect.
Vince is going to light farts on fire. It's going to be amazing.
These quips, possibly even more quips about farts and butts. Who knows?
But we'll tie it in with the discussion of economics, thus living up to the lofty economic standards, academic standards of the University of Chicago.
You'll get a lot of credits for this, for attending.
I'm going to talk about a Saturday Night Live sketch I remember.
That'll be perfect. That'll be great.
Just spitballing here with Vince Mancini. This one time Jack Handy had some deep thoughts. I think it went something like this, but I don't really remember.
I'll say what I do remember, and I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So the day, it's either going to be Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Monday. We'll get some online ticket stuff ready to go. But homework assignment for all of you out there. We have a choice of several movies, and we wanted to get your input. So we went to 80s. Action. So you have the choice between Commando.
Oh, damn it.
What? Oh, you want to say it? Drum roll, please, Vince. Wait, drum roll, please.
One more time.
Drum roll, please. All right, great. Thank
Commando.
You. Let me make sure I don't get this wrong. So we have Commando, Predator, Over the Top, and Running Man. And you have...
File's done.
Oh, it downloaded. Great. I wonder what I don't even remember what I was downloading.
I got some sweet gifts of Cindy Margolis.
Man, I can't wait to
look. Sizzle.com. You are the greatest.
Can't wait to look at those later. That's going to be exciting. So we do want your input. Send us an email, fraudcast@gmail.com. Or even if you want to just tweet us or whatever you want to do.
Or don't make a decision at all, and we'll just decide for you.
Yeah. Can you put a poll up? Like, because 1,000 emails saying Running Man.
Well,
not the best way to count them.
Yeah, or put it in the comments. We'll figure it out.
It's up to us anyway. Like, we can test the water and see what comes out.
We're not even maintaining the
illusion of choice into this.
Well, if we don't get enough response, we'll fucking pick.
Exactly.
Know? Well, what would you guys like to
if we test the water to see what comes out, I'm afraid we'll find mercury.
Or Lake Men.
I like Running Man simply because it's silly and I haven't seen it in a while. Like, I've definitely seen Commando. I mean, I'd always watch Commando, but I've seen that like a jillion times.
I'd like Running Man a lot.
Yeah.
It's awesome and awesomely silly.
Yeah, I think it's my least favorite of all those movies, but I think it would be the funnest to watch with a group of drunk people.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So
Over the Top also, like, Stallone movies are arguably a lot dumber than Arnold movies.
Yeah, they are. And he's always got, I've talked about this extensively on the Fraudcast before, but he's got to have the effeminate son. He's always got the effeminate son. He's a big dumb animal, which is the biggest fruitcake for a son ever. He's like, Dad, you just don't understand me.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to relate to you, Son, why don't you watch me arm wrestle? Maybe you grow a pair.
You grow a little bit. And it's kind of like Aaron Sorkin at this point, too, because, you know, Sly has writing credits on a lot of his movies. And after a while, like, the Sly-isms, like, you get, like, Aaron Sorkin's smarminess comes through, and then Sly's, like, on-the-nose existential buffoonery comes through so strong in the dialogue a lot of the times.
He is the original existential buffoon, isn't
he? Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look in my dog's eyes, and it's like there's a person in there. I don't know.
No, the best line is in Over the Top. When I turn my head around, it's like a switch. I'm like a machine. Like this truck here.
You know what else I like? We've talked about this as well, I believe. At the end of Rambo 2, when he rescues all the hostages, and then he just pulls the machine gun off the helicopter, and he just runs in, and it's like man against technology. He's just like, and he's like shooting everything, and he just shoots shit for like 5 minutes, and then he goes and he kicks like the colonel's door down and sticks his big Rambo knife right next to his face, and he's breathing all hard. He goes, mission accomplished. And then he just walks off into the jungle. They're in like a staging base in Laos to like go get the left remaining MIAs in Vietnam. He just walks off into the jungle. But then in Rambo 3, it picks up where it left off, and he found a monastery, and he's like building shit there. That's where he walked to.
That's where he walked to. Yeah. Isn't that one? Rambo 3 is the one where they thank the Mujahideen at the end.
And supposedly Bin Laden was actually in it because they play that game where you have to steal the dead goat carcass. You have to steal the dead goat carcass from the other guy on the horse.
This goat does not wear burqa.
Yeah.
We kick his head down street.
Yeah.
You've never seen. You don't play this game in America, no?
Yeah, but this is like 88 or 89. So the Mooj were on our side at that point. Oh, so we're giving him stinger missiles. We're giving him stinger missiles to shoot down.
Thanks,
Russian
bro.
Hinds.
Boomer and the Mooj.
Hey, bro, what are you doing? Shooting down planes? You know, as Mooj.
That's so classic Mooj.
It's classic Mooj.
Standard Mooj right there, man.
Oh, so we're talking about. That show about
Hard
the football.
Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
About the footballs.
About the footballs. I love that show.
What a fucking good show.
It is a great show. You don't even have to. I mean, I do like football, but I don't think you necessarily have to like football to like that show.
No, my girlfriend really likes it.
Yeah,
it's just so well done. I feel like it should be mandated that they have to make more TV.
Oh, I love that they try to do it with baseball, and you're like, good God, baseball players are so boring and awful.
Well, it comes down to, I think, the production team, and because I think anyone. They do 24/7 the same team, 24/7 on HBO with hockey, and it's just as awesome.
Is it really?
It's really good.
The franchise is awful.
Yeah, so I think it's just a different team doing.
Like Brian Wilson is like by far the most interesting baseball player, and even him is just like you can tell he's just trying really hard to do anything. Yeah. Like he's just flailing about, being like, God, somebody pay attention to something that we do, ever.
I agree with both of you because I do think that HBO does an exceptional job with the production. But at the same time, I am also on board with Vince that baseball players tend to be the least fun to hang out with of all the sports.
Well, there's also,
Friend of the Frotcast, Justin Halpern, who played Division I baseball, he's the first to admit that baseball players are always the least entertaining people to hang around.
I think it's also a function of the sport. Like baseball, I mean, It's basically an individual sport. It's not really a team sport. It's kind of sort of is, but not really. I mean, it's not the same thing with football where you're like actively, you know, blocking for somebody else. And it's a very specialized.
Running legitimate plays as a team.
Yeah, everybody has their own job. You don't get to touch the ball all season probably.
What?
You
know? Brendan touched the ball all the time.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Brendan, you were telling us a story that I enjoyed. So,
about the rookie.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, every training camp, it's Hard Knocks is a training camp this year. It's with the Miami Dolphins. And the rookies always have to do a bunch of dumb shit because they're rookies. And one thing they have to do is do some sort of song or sort not a full talent show, but sort of like that where you have to get up and do something. And Brendan, what did you choose to do? So those are the Ravens.
Yeah. Actually, I hosted the rookie show. I got nominated by all the other rookies to host the show.
Was that because of your work as judge of Hater Court?
No, I was never the judge in Hater Court. Hater Court was
as integral.
Yeah, I didn't fit the demographic of who was normally in Hater Court. It's more the Judge Mathis crowd, if you catch my drift. Yeah, I think I was just the most outgoing, so they nominated me to host it. And so I actually thought this was a completely original idea, but they did the same thing on Hard Knocks. And I think that same year, NFL Network followed around the Jaguars, and they did the same thing, which is like the PowerPoint with the celebrity lookalikes. Mm. So I thought it was totally
maybe you started
original.
A whole trend, but it just like it spread out so fast.
Maybe, because it was pretty good. I think that's the closest I'll ever come to playing the Apollo. I saw dudes like getting up, walking around, you know, like doing like funny dances, you know. I mean, it was like they were in the aisles, like shit was getting live, you know. It was like Def Comedy Jam for sure.
I felt bad because like after the celebrity lookalikes that where everybody's just dying and it was legitimately funny, then they had like the poor Samoan guys who were just they just go up there and they like sing a song. And it's like
yeah,
a
no,
regular,
but they can always kick
regular
ass because we had that too. And instead, what they did was they all took their shirts off and did the haka.
Well,
so
yeah, that
everyone
makes
was getting all into it, you know. So it went pretty well. You know, you have your standard sketches, and it's always impersonating a coach, and you just drop a couple of the lines that the coach is known for saying because football coaches, God bless them, they always have the best one-liners
that they would say 10 million times.
Yeah, you know, like you do something right, and they'll say like. You know, sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, they have so many great lines. You move like old people fuck is my favorite. I just think it's so brilliant.
I'm not saying I'd fuck a guy in prison, but I'd watch.
Yeah. Those are rugby coach if we're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
But,
same thing.
Yeah. Vince, you actually heard him say that.
Yes,
didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. But anyway,
it was one of those situations where I didn't know what was going on in the conversation. Like, it was just like I walked in and I just heard him say it. And I was like, I don't even know what the context of that is.
But I'm going to hold on to that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I hosted it. It went pretty well. I mean, I had like the big thing, which I thought was kind of funny, and I thought I had potentially crossed the line, was we did all these celebrity lookalikes, and it was like, you know, we had like a Adelius Thomas looking like Webster, and it wasn't that funny, but everyone's like dying, like rolling in the aisles, you know?
Yeah.
And we had like this one guy, Lamont Brightful, looking like Beetlejuice from Howard Stern. And then finally we had Suggs, and everyone just goes, oh, because Suggs had already won King Ugly, which was a competition that we did.
Yeah.
And then we put like the Predator up, like with his mask off and like his face open and like everyone died, and then I was like, all right, hold on, I got one more, and I put Suggs face up again, and then I put Coach Billick next to it, and then he was like standing right there, he was sitting like right there in front of me, like he was in the front row, and then like 2 days later I got cut. I don't think it was related though.
No,
totally unrelated.
Oh, another thing,
but King Ugly was good. I think I don't know if I told the King Ugly story. I don't remember.
No,
I sustained a massive concussion when I was playing with the Ravens, so I have memory problems. But anyway, basically the way it works is there's three finishers, unlimited amount of votes, costs $1 per vote, okay? So you can vote as many times as you want, but you got to pay $1 every time you vote, okay? There's three finishers. Third place gets 40% of the money. Second place gets 60% of the money. First place doesn't get anything because you're so fucking ugly. So Terrell Suggs had won it the year before, and that year Cordell Stewart won it. Suggs did not win it the year before. It was Corey Fuller, who had gotten in a gunfight, incidentally, that offseason at his house in Tallahassee.
Unrelated.
Yeah. Like a full shooting match. And so when
how do you know it was unrelated? They might have been fighting him because he was ugly.
When he reported for camp, there was like a whole box of clay pigeons in his locker. And it was like, learn to shoot, nigger, like something like that, like written down. It was funny. Anyway, but as King Ugly, what you do win is we're at this Best Western in Western Maryland. In I don't even remember the name of the town. But we were staying at a Best Western. The only thing that's there is like a Walgreens and a Burger King. So someone like ripped down a curtain from the hotel. They got a crown from Burger King, and then they gave him a toilet plunger as a scepter. And then that was King Ugly. And so Cordell Stewart won King Ugly that year.
Very proud moment for him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What does the pot get up to for King Ugly?
I think, you know, the second place finisher, I think he got like close to $1,000. Like some guys will throw money down on that.
One of the other things I noticed was you know, they're doing like they're dyeing their hair and giving them like ugly haircuts, which I always think is hilarious. And you know, we did that in rugby, of course.
I had the
cock mohawk where the back of my head was
good
balls.
Old fashioned cock hawk.
Yeah,
which one of the guys had that? Didn't he?
Probably. Yeah.
I think in the first episode,
it looked from the back. It looked sort of like a dog bone. But then you saw the front was not symmetrical.
Yeah. Right. There's a few favorites. You know, you got your dick mohawk. You got the friar tuck. you got the half where you just shave off one side. My favorite's the half because you look at him from one side, it looks like a regular haircut, and then you look at the other side.
I've always been partial to the old professor, like the sort of Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Where he's got a tuft in front.
We did that, well, we did that to a quarterback.
Like the whole top is gone.
Oh, yeah.
We called it the Costanza.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, Costanza.
We did that to a quarterback in college, but I got the wild thing my freshman year of college. Nice.
That's not bad. Just a mohawk with some lines in the back?
No, it was like shaved on the sides and then like the kind of the spikes coming out.
The lightning bolt sort
That's
of thing.
That's not bad.
It's kind of cool.
My point was going to be like in the lead up, like during the Republican primaries, everybody was giving Romney crap because supposedly they're like, oh, he held down a gay kid in prep school and shaved his head. And they're like, oh, he's like a gay basher and a bully. And I was thinking, like, I mean, I saw a lot of people get held down and their heads shaved. And it was just sort of like I don't like,
hate
I think
to, hate to break it to you, it wasn't because they were simply gay.
Yeah, no. Like, they might have, one of them might have turned out to be gay later. And then they could, like, who knows?
And then they reshaved his head.
No, but it was like, oh, he's a bully. And this is clearly evidence that he's a terrible person. I'm like, it could be, but I'm pretty sure that might have just been hazing.
And also, yeah, and I think people will get on their soapbox about hazing, and I don't know. So rarely does anyone who gets on their soapbox about hazing ever say, and you know what? I got hazed, and it sucked, and I hated it. And of course, there's a line like you hear about. For whatever reason, it's those high school baseball teams that take it way over the line. You never hear about any other sport. It's always the baseball
American
team.
Bands.
Oh, they're ridiculous. They just kick people's asses. There's no hazing.
Someone died.
They just beat the shit out of you.
HBO again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, on Real Sports.
The other guy was talking about he was just getting bludgeoned by a 2x4. That's not hazing.
I can see how it would go too far because it was like, you know, we went to a school that was mostly like smart, preppy kids. And, you know, there was like everybody understood that there were sort of lines, you know, like we had the big Native American dude on the rugby team. Obviously, we're not going to shave his hair because it's like down the middle of his back. And it's like, you know, it's a religious thing. Like, obviously, we're not going to shave that dude's head. But if I went to like a dumb school like SUNY fucking bumfuck or something, I'm sure there would have been some jackass meathead like in that Todd Phillips movie, be like, come here, faggot, I'm gonna shave your head, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this, I was a walk-on in college, and I remember all my buddies who were on scholarship like getting fucked with and kind of being like, I'm not one of the crowd. And then finally, like, one of the guys was like, come here, and he gave me the wild thing, and I was like kind of excited about it because it's sort of an inclusion thing, and that's really what it is. It's like, let's see if you can take it, because if you get all butt hurt, then we know that you're kind of lame, and if you can roll with it, then you're cool. I'm not endorsing like really violent haze or anything like that, but I'll tell you this much: the thing in the news this week
was supposed
to
be funny, and most of the funny comes when the person who's having it done to them has like a sense of humor about it. Like if you're sort of outside of yourself, like I can see how it's funny, like me having a dick on my head. I'm not like, oh my god, I'm humiliated.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's also
a jackass.
Doesn't turn into let's just like almost kill him.
Well, that's true too.
And the big thing in the news this week was Jason Pierre-Paul from the Giants putting Prince Amukamara in a cold tub, which is a very common NFL hazing, and people were wringing their hands about it and all this shit. And I remember feeling nothing happened to me in the NFL, and I remember feeling like, oh, this is not good, because it almost felt like they're not fucking with me because they know I'm going to be gone in like 2 weeks. And they like kind of feel bad for me. Like, yeah, this poor son of a bitch is going to be on a plane home in a couple weeks.
We don't want him to go home with half a head of hair.
Right. Yeah. Whereas like the higher draft picks, they were getting fucked with all the time. So,
well, yeah, they're,
you know, I would have welcomed getting tossed in a cold tub. I wish someone
the other one that
I wish Ray Lewis and Ed Reed threw me in a cold tub.
The other one that you see a lot from the football stuff is saran wrap to the goalpost. Yeah. And then, like, ice poured all over them and stuff.
It's a good one.
Wait, saran wrap to the goalpost. What does that do?
That keeps you on the goalpost.
Yeah.
You wrap them.
Saran wrap a person.
You just meant like went from one goalpost to the other. I'd be like, first of all, that sounds really hard. Second of all, like, how often does that come into play? Like one field goal for practice.
That is an odd practice.
Like, you just wait like 6 hours for him to kick one field goal. You're like, I want to burn. Stupid Grammatica.
Sure, I'm glad I woke up at 2 a.m. Yeah. Climb those goalposts.
This is an odd way to humiliate someone. Have you guys thought about anything else? Hey, you do what you got to do, but this is weird.
The kicker doesn't even speak English. He doesn't understand what's going on. What is happening?
I do remember one guy wouldn't get up for someone else's seat because people get used to sitting in the same seats for meetings. And the kicker ended up dumping his protein shake on the rookie, and I was like, that's the worst thing ever, dude. He just got punked by the kicker. The guy wears, like, khaki shorts and a weave belt and deck shoes, and you got fucking punked by him.
I always wonder what that's what a like, weird dynamic respect, that has to be for the kicker or the punter, where it's like...
I don't know. They're playing a sport, so
and also, you're sort of there, but not really.
And also, you think about most of the positions; it's a young man's game. You know, it's like the level of athleticism between people, and then furthermore, like the level of effectiveness between people. Unless you have all pros, it's very similar. You know what I mean? So it's like you have a guy. Most of your guys can do it from a window of like 22. To say 27, 28, and if you get guys that can do that for longer, it's because they're really good at it.
Yeah.
Whereas with the specialty positions, there's so few guys who can handle the pressure of it that, generally speaking, your punters and your kickers are a lot older.
Yeah, they're like 34.
Every team
prime,
I played on,
so.
the punters and kickers were ancient.
Yeah.
Like the kicker on the Ravens, Matt Stover, was with the original Cleveland Browns before they left and came back. You know, so he was ancient, yeah, and he was wearing like a weave belt and khaki shorts and like a blue button-up shirt. I was like, oh, that's humiliating. Never show your face around here again.
We were laughing at Joe Philbin. Me and Amy were like,
oh my God,
he's the worst. He's the ultimate uncool dad. He's just like uncool dad, where he's like comes in like, Notice you got your shoes untied there. I don't know. I don't know if that's what the kids are doing nowadays. But
we run a tight ship around here.
I notice you guys are watching an R-rated movie in here. me and the wife, we've been talking about it. We thought maybe not such a good thing for you guys to be watching. So
He's the biggest square ever.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like a PG-13.
Yeah, I got a sense of humor now.
I got a sense of humor.
I just don't let on.
I don't let on sometimes. Anyway, me and the wife, we rented. Chipwrecked for you guys to watch. I think that'll be a good movie for you.
I got annoyed when he was cutting Chad Johnson because he was almost trying to placate him and all this stuff.
He's very good at like placating those guys so that he's not like you'll have to give him crappy news, but he somehow manages to make crappy news sound like he's doing it for like doing them a favor.
He's really sincere.
Yeah, but I feel like he should be more direct and just be hey, guess what? I'm the boss and this is how it goes. And not in a dickish way, but just in a direct way where Chad Johnson, he comes in and he goes, hey, we talked and you set the expectations and I messed up. And he should have just been like, exactly, and that's why we got to let you go. Like, not being a dick about it, but just being more direct. He's like, well, you know, and that being said, lots of, like, sidetracks and prefacing and that kind of thing where he's like, well, and, you know, all things being equal and you know, and we spoke about this before.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, and you know, you understand from a business perspective that, you know, we got to let you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's not cool that when you headbutt your girlfriend, and the fact that he's had like a domestic violence thing twice in his life makes me think it's probably true, and that he's probably has some problems in that area. But at the same time, like from a viewer standpoint, I want Chad Johnson to be around all of the time.
He's really like, fucking funny.
Yeah,
ratings gold.
That news conference that Philbin got all pissed off about, I was dying. I thought it was really funny.
I probably should have queued up a clip of that, but I don't have it.
I don't have it either. Well, you have clips of other stuff. Don't you know what I mean?
I do. All right, well, let's get Laramie on the horny horn.
Let's bloop that SOB.
Speaking of clips. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, we got some new ones?
Shh. Oh. Don't tell him.
Shh. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm so excited.
What the hell is that?
What?
Was that porn in the background? What are you listening to over there?
You listen to
I was listening to Don Henley in The Range.
The Bruce Range? Hornsby?
He always just plays audio of porn in the background. That's how he works.
You guys know that song, This is the End of the Innocence?
Yeah.
I was listening to the extended version of that.
Oh, that's a good one.
The producer's cut?
Yeah. He really goes after lawyers in that one.
I got locked in a hot car to that song. I have really bad associations with it.
I don't remember. What's that song? I don't remember that song.
The End of the Innocence.
It's not that fast.
Wait, is that Henley?
Up your best defense. This Finish is it. The end. of the innocence. Vinda. I think it's about anal.
Someone losing their anal virginity.
I mean, that's how I was raised.
Well, I think
from the butt out. That's how I was. All my lessons came from the butt.
All right, I think I found the song here.
Games are just, you know, like sports in general. Our movie guy, Larry Legal from Film.com, is here to rescue us. He's sharing his favorite sports flicks of all time, and we'll see if we agree. So if you caught up on your sleep after the...
Did they give you a mohawk? Did they haze you before this?
Thank you for getting it right off the beginning. Thank you for getting it out of the way. That way I don't have to live in fear. I like that. You know what? Actually, people made fun of my hair quite a bit. I'm in that weird phase where it's still growing out, you know? Growing it out.
Yeah.
Wait, so it just doesn't look good.
You going for like a Don Henley sort of thing?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
The innocence.
Olympics?
I watched maybe a million hours of the Olympics. Like, I don't know if that's even possible, but that's how many I watched. DVR, online, everywhere. I love the Olympics. I love sports movies. I think we're going to disagree on some because there's so many sports films and so many good ones.
Well, that's okay.
We'll see.
It's all right.
There's
if we
room
like...
for disagreement.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So let me...
So Laramie...
That smile was great.
Laramie, did the hair lady try to gel it up or did they let you do it yourself?
No, they just sent me out there like an idiot. The problem I have during these segments now is I'm now thinking of the Frogcast as I do them.
We're in your head, baby.
It's making for a very Charlie Kaufman experience for me.
Well, it's good that they let you do your hair at yourself because it's the worst is when you get like the hair person who like tries to do your hair in a way that
has never been done.
Yeah,
before.
You're looking at them like what the hell are you doing to me?
How would you know that? You're just making that up. You know what the worst is when
it's basically the
you're
same
in the green
as
that, room and they're trying to give you a hand job exact, and all the M&Ms are different colors and
it's the exact same as the end of the haircut when they try to like gel up your hair. You know when the person who cuts your hair they try to like they cut your hair and you're like, hey, cool, let me leave now, and then they're like, oh no, I'm gonna blow dry it and put gel in it and make it. And
I always
touch
refuse that.
And like comb it in a way that I've never experienced.
And then you leave there really
people.
Bummed out because you're like, that's not how my hair ever looks.
And it's just weird because they like somehow they have
they're like, you're going to want to look like Depeche Mode, right? And you're like, what? I don't. Yeah. No.
Take you through some of these. Let's start with track. Your favorite. Are there a lot of track movies?
No. I mean, it's a very short list, right? Chariots of Fire, best picture winner from 81 is the track movie.
There it is. And this guy's running in their whites. That's not right. Really sure why, but they did it.
All about religious tolerance. It's a good lesson to learn on a night at home watching Chariots of Fire.
I'm sticking up for you, Ben.
I would say this one.
Thanks, buddy. I know what you're
doing. Lesson learned.
Laramie, do you ever just
earned its
reach...
best picture? I would say if you watch this, you will.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Do you ever just reach out like mid sentence when she's intro you and just put your hand on her knee?
I'm truly terrified the whole time. I have to say, like, I don't really like doing TV and being in front of crowds and meeting people.
Speaking of which, you coming to Chicago?
I wasn't invited. Not
yeah, you were.
Chicago.
Yeah, you totally.
When was I invited?
Well, I invited you. We'll get you the deets.
Well, okay. Am I coming to watch the show or be on it?
You can be in the show.
No, we'll get you. We'll get someone to make you a sandwich. You can just stand right by the right in the front row with your little sandwich, and we'll get you a Mountain Dew.
You're kind of selling it now. I have to tell you, you're kind of selling it. Yeah, I'll come to Chicago.
I want a sandwich and a Mountain Dew.
And then, Laramie, what we can do is bring some dogs on stage, and you can show people how you
shoot them one by one.
No, he's a silent killer. He snaps their necks.
The problem is those dogs won't be able to tap out because they only have paws.
Oh, that's true.
It's very soft. They've got padding.
You don't know. Are you tapping?
No,
they're dead.
Maybe they're just
This may be inside baseball, sports reference, but I asked Vince like a month ago if I could come, and he just didn't answer back.
I forgot. Oh. I thought you would take my silence as yes.
Vince won't even send the invoices to collect our sponsorship money. You really think he's going to email you back?
Hey, I did that yesterday.
That's why
I took it as
open.
A very serious, you know, betrayal and rejection.
Yeah, you should probably not go through Vince for things like that. Just FYI.
Okay, flee.
Yeah. If you want a response, Vince is not the place to start.
Not the greatest.
Yeah, I can go, and I would like buy dinners and stuff. I don't know. What do you guys need?
Some deep dish
sandwiches and Mountain Dew. Turns out is what we need.
I hear the queue is good. You guys want to go to the queue?
What's that?
I guess it's a barbecue joint. In downtown?
Ooh, sure.
I've heard recommendations.
Actually, I have a stand-up comic friend in Chicago, as a matter of fact.
Is he funny?
No. He is tall, though.
Like I would pay $2 to see a tall man.
Well, there you go.
Jeremy, you can come, but only if you bring a tall man.
Done and done.
So you prepared a list, right? I mean, that's why we had you on.
I actually prepared two lists.
Two lists?
And you can choose which one you want to go
with. Holy!
I know, I did a lot of prep for this one because I felt like the pressure was on to really perform this time, to get my Chicago invite.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the list one is people who like to fuck. And I made that because I got in trouble because I said the F word on Vince's blog and he got mad at me. That's a true story as well.
Oh, what a pussy blogger you run.
You have to put little dashes.
You have to put the stupid little asterisks. Like it matters because I get banned from everything anyway. I don't know what I have to do.
Hold on. You don't sound bitter though.
He got banned from the self-pity society too.
It's the worst, man. Like,
you got banned from a Two Live Crew meetup.
Don't even get me started on the whole workplace monitoring thing where they're like, oh, God forbid our employees look at a website that has naughty words on it.
I thought you meant your workplace, like Uprise. No.
My workplace. I don't have a workplace. I do what I want.
Oh, other people complain because if
no one complains, but like they have the IT filter, their stupid company firewall. So like every 2 days, someone's like, "Oh man, I can't read your site anymore. My company filtered you out
because of the cloud."
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what I have to do. Like I have my at this point, it's way tamer than like CNN. Like I see cuss words on like Vanity Fair and shit, and like. And then fucking Film Drunk gets
welcome
filtered.
To Film Drunk, the Sesame Street of film blogs.
Vanity Fair is all up in your cunt.
Yeah.
And now I feel legitimately bad for placing all those swear words in the alt tags without telling you.
Right. I was wondering.
My bad.
Hashtag titty fuck.
The other list I have is just, you know, kind of harkening back to the old days, jobs I could get.
Okay.
You know? So you got to pick people who like to bone or jobs
I think we're
going
to have to go
get.
With both.
Okay, we'll
at least pick
them,
the
then.
Order. Let's do people who like to fuck first.
Yeah, definitely.
Number one, with a bullet, Ninja Turtle fans.
All right.
Is there a specific reason?
File's done.
It's just true. Just a true story. Fact. Number two, a strong second, though, Nymphomaniacs.
Okay.
Right behind.
Number two with a bullet.
Number three, real-life ninjas. Not ICP ninjas, but real life ninjas, because they have good genetics.
did you hear the real ninja story?
Wait, I listened to your ICP one. Are you talking about that?
No. There was Joe King and Polly who are both coming to San Francisco next Thursday, August the 30th. By the way, get your tickets.
Cobbs.
Film Drunk and Friends at Cobbs. But Joe, the last time I went down to LA and did a show with Polly and Joe, they were at Denny's. And Joe was just asking I don't know if it was Joe or Polly asking the bus, like the late night Denny's bus boy, like, dude, I bet you have some crazy stories working here. Like, what's the craziest thing you ever saw? And this bus boy at Denny's is like, man, this one time, this ninja come in here and he started doing backflips everywhere and jumping off tables and shit. And Joe's like, oh, you mean like a dude dressed like a ninja? And the guy's like, nah, man, it was like a for real ninja.
Like of the ninjutsu clan.
Yeah. So every time Joe and Polly and I see each other, like, nah, man, he was like a for real ninja.
You mean like, well, they like
the dude in outfit? Nah, man. No, this dude was real, the real deal, man. Real for life ninja.
You could see local news having a field day with that. Number four, best friends.
Oh, you've been watching you've been watching them rom-coms, huh?
Yeah.
Someone watched the first seasons of Dawson's Creek.
Hey-o.
Next on the list, anyone with a lisp.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know why.
That's like the lady of the man.
This next one is a major callback, and I think y'all appreciate it. People who like to bone, fun chicks.
Oh, for sure. That is science.
Fun chicks like the bone.
That is so true.
We're nearing the end of this list.
Converse,
Tom Selleck.
Also true. Oh,
Tom
sorry.
Selleck likes to fuck.
Tom Selleck enjoys the act of coitus.
Okay.
The penultimate person who likes to F is deaf mutes. I mean, what else are they doing?
Helen
right?
Keller.
That's how they express themselves.
And they're super sensory down there, right? Because they can't do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, they save all their mouth functions for providing oral, because they don't use it for talking, obviously.
Doubles as a barometer.
Hmm. I'm just saying. Last one, Ben Affleck in Armageddon.
Okay.
I can see he definitely rails after that animal cracker scene.
Oh, definitely.
To think he does, at least.
Did they end up in her vagina? Was that the off-scene thing? Was he tucking him into her vag?
I think so.
Extended edition.
This one's a rhino.
Todd Aiken says that's a safe form of
if you have sex on an asteroid, you can't get pregnant.
Nice. Not topical, Brendan.
Who would have thought Clay Aiken's grandpa would be such a dick?
I like how after that guy said that, everybody immediately ran to Kirk Cameron to ask, what do you think of that? It's like, what do you think he's going to think of that? It's Kirk Cameron.
He's going to think it's awesome.
What did he think of it?
He's just like, oh, I know Todd. He's a good guy. I'm sure he just misspoke. And then everybody made, even with that response, they still made like a big article like, oh my God, Kirk Cameron defense is like, not really. He said like the least amount of, for a guy that believes devils are going to be gnashing their teeth on our bones like in eternity, he was surprisingly nice.
For a guy that believes that bananas are the proof that evolution is not real.
Yeah.
That video.
Have you seen one? They're crazy.
What, bananas?
Yeah. It's like a delicious tube. With no seeds.
Yeah. It's. I mean, if they're...
It comes in a wrapper.
If that's not proof evolution's not real, I mean, what else do you need?
What kind of
besides the fact
that it's
the preferred food of apes.
What kind of odds could you gotten in 91 that Mike Seaver would turn into, like, a born again? Like, 1,000,000 to 1?
I don't think I would have... I don't know if I was betting when I was that young and watching that show.
I don't know who that is.
He was... Well, that was his character on Growing.
I don't know who Kirk Cameron is.
There's this thing called the internet, and it's on computers.
And it specializes in mock outrage.
But
so.
Laramie, yes. he's not only born again, he is the born again.
That's a fair statement.
Yeah. He's the post.
But he's been super Bible thumpy for a while, hasn't he? Because
a long time.
Wasn't there like a Playboy model who was on Growing Pains sure. and he made a big stink or something?
Was he like that on Growing Pains?
Yeah.
Yeah, he made the girl that was in the Playboys. She made her feel real bad about herself. I don't think that was very good. You know,
I thought, wasn't his character like always doing terrible stuff? Wasn't that the whole?
Sure, always doing terrible stuff. You know, that was kind of his character. One time he ran over.
You seem to recall a much edgier version of Growing Pains than I saw.
I guess so.
He had some kind of minor hijinks with his friend Boner Stabone, but that was about it.
The guy's name was Boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have to bleep that. What's up, Vince?
I don't know.
Yeah, why is how come
Growing Pains can say boner?
And now in 2012 you can't even type boner out.
Growing Pains boner. I just got that. oh man. And just it went all the way around. It
came
all the way around.
Circle.
Came all full circle, wanging me right in the ding dong.
He has a painful erection. He should see a doctor.
All right, so we did get a couple. All right, first of all, did you see any movies this week? Did you see
Are we gonna save the other list for later?
We're gonna save that. We teased that already. That's how we do radio.
Yeah. I saw Celeste and Jesse Forever.
Oh, is that any good?
It's pretty uneven.
How do you guys even hear of these movies?
They tell us about them. They send us notes.
Yeah, they send us invites to them.
We laugh.
Do you guys hear of these movies?
I don't know.
Was that one movie or three?
That was Andy Samberg and Rashida.
Yeah, Rashida Jones co-wrote it, I think.
I know who they are.
Yeah,
was it funny?
It had its moments, but overall,
I'm taking that as a no.
Were they just like skipping down the street, going, "Look how cute we are! Oh, we're so cute! Oh, look at me! Here I am in a sweater, paint freckles on my face."
They did do a lot of that, but the story is they're getting a divorce. Like, that's the underlying stories. And they're still doing that, which is why it's sort of interesting.
This is the one where they live together even though they're breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like forever, like, but not forever, you know?
Exactly.
All right, so we got a couple reader questions. This is for the whole panel.
Is this the movie comparison one?
We're going to open this up for everyone.
I like this one.
This is from Daniel. My friends and I had a pretty epic debate this past weekend. Brendan, you're going to have to listen to this because you might have to weigh in. I'm just telling you.
I'm kind of heavy right now. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, not that. Yeah. Oh. My friends and I had a pretty epic debate this past weekend that featured heavy man tears and almost ended in bloodshed. Heavy man tears. It was Brett's opposite nickname. some, I don't know. I don't know where he's going.
College band. favorite sandwich.
A whiff.
Can I have boner for 500 pounds?
I'll get the heavy man tears. No mayo.
The thing he calls his dick. Any of those. Yeah. Just.
I wanted to get the Frogcast's 2 cents on the subject matter to help settle it. One, Roadhouse versus Point Break.
Well, I'm a Point Break guy personally, but
you know, I think Point Break is a legit good movie, and Roadhouse is a movie you watch because it's so bad it's good. And of course, Point Break has its so bad it's good parts, but Point Break's fun to watch.
I'm a big Point Break fan. There's a lot to like about that.
Yeah.
Point Break easily wins this for me. I thought someone took me to task in the comments for my what was his name in the film? Johnny Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the Ohio State quarterback.
Yes.
Sugar Bowl, baby.
And I made some aside about how blaming X was like blaming Johnny Utah for the Ohio State loss or something. And then someone brought up Shane Falco, and I got really confused. I weren't sure if they were trolling or actually correcting or just messing with my head.
I think said Rose Bowl, and it was Sugar Bowl or something like that. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Okay,
but
fair.
Ohio State would have been playing the Rose Bowl.
But either way, the metaphor is correct because I was saying that blaming them is stupid, much like this metaphor coming up.
This is pre-BCS.
It's like Alanis Morissette says, ironic. Nothing's ironic in that song, so it's all ironic.
Mm.
Oh, I just got that.
Yeah. Man, this is just a show of epiphanies so far.
Enlightening.
Brett, any thoughts?
Point Break, because I've never seen Roadhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to pick on that one. I agree with Brendan. I think they're both good in different ways. Also, Roadhouse, partially filmed in Reedley, so I can't really diss the movie shot in my hometown. Then the other one was Top Gun versus Days of Thunder.
Again, another easy one for me. I mean, it's Top Gun. Days of Thunder was fun, but Top Gun is they don't really compare.
I like Days of Thunder much better. I'm saying it.
Top Gun's good, man. I mean, it's got.
I don't know. Top Gun does have the good homoerotic stuff.
But some of those shots, like the beginning on the aircraft carrier, like that's pretty sweet. And some of those dogfighting scenes are pretty cool.
The music's awesome. I feel like it's got a lot going for it.
It does.
So the
Days of Thunder made me care about NASCAR.
For the 90 minutes you watch the movie?
Also, I like how he shows up on his motorcycle and he's like, oh, yeah, I watch this all the time on ESPN. And they're like, all right, buddy, get in the car. Show us what you got.
You seem like you're fast.
Yeah. I like your sunglasses. Just get right in there.
You got a real quick soul.
Brett, how say you?
Top Gun, because I've never seen Days of Thunder.
What are you even doing?
I saw half the movies you guys mentioned.
Laramie?
Easily Top Gun.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins. You got Tom Skerritt in there.
Danger
Val
Zone.
Kilmer. It's beautiful.
You got Michael Ironside.
It's a beautiful, beautiful. You get Jester's dead. I mean, a bevy of quotes.
There are some really good one-liners from Top Gun.
Oh, but dude, in Days of Thunder, you had Nicole Kidman when she was like 21 playing a neurosurgeon.
She's also like 7 inches taller than Tom Cruise in that film.
Right.
And they try and block it, so she doesn't look like it, but you can tell.
That was before he started wearing high heels everywhere.
Bring Tom his lifts.
Yeah, two no-brainers. I did like that they had to cry and fight over it, though.
I still go Days of Thunder.
All right. Well,
dude, Days of Thunder's got Robert Duvall, Randy Quaid. Oh, man.
I had
Cary Elwes playing the Val Kilmer part.
I had this weird moment with my quarterback from college where we were kind of drunk. This is like after college. And he was like, hey, man, do you remember that game where, you know, he was a backup at one point. He's like, do you remember that game where you know, the quarterback went down and then I was really nervous to come in, and I was running on the field, and you reached out your hand, and you said to me, come on, Maverick, let's see some pilot shit. And I was like, no. I still don't necessarily know if I ever said that. And I was like, okay, sure.
I guess I'll take credit for that.
Yeah, and he goes, that was like the best thing you ever could have said to me, man.
I hate when that happens, when it's like, dude, remember that thing you did that I remember forever, and it was like the best thing you've ever done, and you're like, I don't know if that was me, bro.
Quite possible I never did that.
Like, the entire reason I like you is because this one thing you did this one time. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was Steve.
I'm gonna be dead serious. I don't like you at all, but this one thing really endears you to me, and I'm going to go ahead and say that wasn't me.
I was worried that story was going to take a different turn where you're like, remember that one game where you stand around without your pants on? Yeah,
then we played shirtless volleyball.
Other thing that happened this week, the parents that filmed their kids who had just, they're in the backseat of the car and they've just seen Disney's The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
So I don't understand why. I don't even know what that movie is.
I didn't really know either.
He's got ivy growing out of his legs. That's all I know.
There's a kid who's in the garden, and his name's Timothy Green because he's green, I think. It's like a,
is he a tomato?
I get it.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Laramie, how many times did you see it?
I also don't know about that movie, actually. Sorry.
Laramie.
I don't think they released that in the theaters, did they?
Some half-ass platitude. No, well, you know, it's just like he's up in the stars.
Life, man.
It'd have been better if they just yelled at him. Deal with it.
He's gone forever, you know, because, like, everyone lives in your heart.
I do like the just...
The treasure was inside of him the whole time. I don't know.
I like the unbridled sadness of children.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. And then the parents are just laughing. Like, that's a circle of life.
We've buried that fear many years ago. Yeah. We're pretending like we're going to live forever. You're the only one who understands.
Well, kid, he had a goddamn tree growing in him. What do you think's going to happen to him?
Listen, that portends well for the future.
Listen, medically, it didn't make sense. He was going to die. He had a serious condition. He had plants growing out of his legs.
You can't live if you're half plant. I'm sorry.
Son, come on.
It's fucking science.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
All his leaves came off, so he had to go. I didn't want him to.
That's just what you wanted him to live forever?
Yeah. But he had to go. He had to go.
Your sorrow brings me such joy.
What a patronizing mom.
So
what did you think?
It was so much sad.
Oh my God. I would love to fly on a plane with those kids.
Oh man.
As I said earlier, I was at alternate points laughing my ass off and then just being totally just heartbroken by how devastated these children are, and then immediately going back to laughing my ass off.
I just love that maybe they hadn't had any experience. I can imagine those parents just sugarcoating the shit out of it into one movie, and they're like, hey guys, let me introduce you to evil.
I didn't know he died. Spoiler alert.
I didn't.
It's a Disney movie, right?
Evidently, he had to go.
He had to go.
Without photosynthesis, he is doomed.
Maybe he got executed at the end. They're like, he did a bad thing.
So Todd Akin burned him at the stake.
He didn't believe in the God that we believe in. So
don't you remember that part when he said Jesus isn't real and they shot him 1,000 times?
No, it was like a reverse Wicker Man. Like the Christians threw the pagan into
the... Where are the bees? Yeah. Where are the bees? I need them to pollinate.
No, the bees wouldn't work. They would just pollinate.
That's what I'm saying. It's a reverse Wicker Man. He loves
bees. Yes, the bees. Yes, the bees. No, don't not give me the bees.
Give me the bees. Where are the bees?
See how good of a tree he is with a bullet in his head.
I saw it and I immediately like was uncontrollably laughing the entire time. The only hesitation I had was, man, what a dick move to put that on YouTube for those kids.
Those kids are so screwed.
You, I love you guys so much. I'm gonna feed you to the internet.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes down.
Yeah. Why don't you give me a call when you hit middle school and this is floating around?
They're really awkward too. They're sort of in that young lesbian
fat
phase.
Yeah. They're gonna be called T Green their whole high school career.
Yeah. Right? Called what?
Tea Green.
Oh, Tea Green. Yeah.
Or just, what's it, Timothy Green?
Or just fat pussy.
Oh, that's true. A little more imagination.
That was, was going to be my other nickname, right? That was right behind.
Yo, what, you want to cry about it?
They'll be like FP for short, like when they're 18, maybe.
What's up, FP?
People might have forgotten the origin of it.
No. That's the new thing to do. Your kids are doing stupid shit in a car, and you tape it. And then
that's coming up at their wedding.
I was torn because, like, if I filmed my kids doing that, I don't know if I would be able to not share it with the world because it's so damn funny. But at the same time, like, you've probably ruined at least two years of that kid's life.
Dude, Daniel at the dentist he's going to be a juggalo for sure.
No, I don't. His is not embarrassing. His, it's more just like a universal sort of, like, this is the first time when
is
you're
he
high.
The one on drugs?
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, of course.
And not as much of, like, that, the kids crying in the back is kind of ridiculous. He was just like living.
He's,
man.
Like, is this real life? I mean, that's a classic quote.
Did you see that? Yeah, that's true. We've all said, is this real life?
I've said it like in probably the last 12 hours.
I said it this morning. Yeah.
I am high all
There's
the time.
There was a Tosh where they got the Nintendo 64 kid and he was all disaffected and like lip pierced.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you got to figure that's, you know, there's at least a 33% chance of that as it is.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think him having a video of him high on the internet is definitely a guarantee, but. It raises it more than zero, that's for sure.
Hey.
Hey.
I have an anecdote at some point, whenever you want it.
Now is the time for your anecdote.
Because I know Brendan checks out pretty early.
It's a hard con, man.
We're a little under an hour, so I probably got at least 12 minutes left in me.
Until his bus gets here.
I'll make it really quick then. This actually was – I'm inspired to tell this by Vince's sharding story.
Oh, yeah.
Weeks back.
Yeah, sharding.
Yeah. I had an incident happen, and I'll share with you. The special lady goes out of town, as she's wont to do, high-powered executive that she is.
The retarded girl you babysit for?
Her, too. And as you know...
Very special lady.
As I'm sure you fellas do, you go out, have some beverages, right? A couple cocktails?
Oh, yeah.
I went to a place called Chuck's Hop Shop, which I highly recommend in Seattle. They have beers that are 25 proof, and I proceeded to drink a lot of those beers. I get home that night, shut it down in a big way, go to bed, wake up about 7 a.m. to my dog wanting to go for a walk. He likes that. Now, you know that period of drunkenness where you're still drunk when you wake up and you don't have like full receptors going? Like you might have hurt your shin or something.
You actually feel pretty great at that point.
Yeah, you're fine.
Probably the
you're
best
totally
I can
good.
Be as a person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So like I'm like, I'll just whip this dude out, get him a walk, and come back to bed. No problem. I get out there. I'm about halfway through the walk when all of a sudden it hits me. I really have to go to the bathroom, and I really have to go number two. At this point, my options are poop on the sidewalk, which I have no way of explaining.
Right next to your dog, though. That would be a good look. I'm just going to say, you pooping next to your dog.
You brought the bags.
Yeah, yeah. Just waving at everyone as they go by. Just me and my dog out for a poop.
You should make your dog hold the bag like as payback. You see what it's like to have that warm thing in your palm, you little shit?
In no way is the bag big enough for both of us. Let's put it that way. So I could also poop my pants. Like, obviously, that's an option. I'm halfway through the walk when the receptors start kicking in again, and my rectum's like, hey, bro. We got to get this done. You know what I mean? Like, things are going bad down here. Because it's a beer poop, right? Which is particularly horrific. It's a dark beer poop, even worse.
Ooh, yeah.
So at this point, my dog, just to be a jerk, decides to take his own dump. You know, just to rub it in my face.
Boss.
Yeah, don't
this
be a
is
one-upper.
What you're missing out on, buddy.
Hey, I think he can tell. I think he has a little sensors going.
He's like, I smell something coming from you, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shit on the sidewalk. Watch this.
So I am crab walking up the street. I've got like 100 yards left, you know, just to run a glory here. And there's this little thing I've taught my dog, which I now regret in hindsight, where he sits at the front door to get his leash off. He sits in the foyer to get his collar off. And he sits at the top of the stairs to get a treat, right? It's a three-sit process till he gets that treat. So I get to the front door. I really have to go to the bathroom. He throws me the sit. I'm like, dude, don't care. Next, open the door. He throws me the second sit. I'm like, fuck off. I gotta go. He sprints up the stairs to block my path so he gets the treat right at the top. And at this point, I have both hands holding my buttocks together. Like, that's the only way I'm gonna make
move,
it.
Move, dog,
right?
Or I'm gonna shit in your mouth.
Buttocks. Never not funny.
So I freaking just toss him out of the way, right? I shove him right out of the way. I make it barely, just barely, I get out of there about 30 minutes later. I come out, and he's still sitting there looking at me like, we're not going to talk about that, but we both know what happened there. You know?
Yeah.
That was a moment. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you have that you have that moment like in Sleepers or
like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ving Rhames moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good – that's one of the worst vomiting's really
what
bad.
What moment in Pulp Fiction are you talking about?
Like him and Mia, they're like, oh, let's not talk about this.
Oh, right.
Oh, and then him and Marcellus also.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Marcellus.
Yeah.
Right.
You never going to talk about this again.
But man, I made it, and then I went back to bed and slept for like 5 hours.
Pretty much Pulp Fiction is just a collection of those moments. It's like Vincent and Jules when they shoot the guy, Vincent and Mia when she overdoses, what's-his-face and Marcellus when he gets butt-fucked.
Wait till those kids see that
They
movie.
All take huge dumps afterwards.
Yeah, probably. It's all a metaphor for – it's different types of metaphors for huge dumps.
Yeah.
That is one
and
of
then
the
finally culminates when Vincent comes out of the bathroom after
That's
having
right,
taken
yeah.
a huge
oh,
dump.
Oh, man, I just got that.
Holy shit. We just had ourselves a moment. Call fucking Tarantino's Coke Wizard. Let's blow a eight ball off the console now.
I just opened my laptop and it like shined on my face like the briefcase.
Yeah. It was a big, huge dump in the briefcase.
All right. So we got some We got a clip from our Juggalo gathering. I don't know what we're gonna do with this. I would like to put this online.
I'll crunch it down.
I guess if somebody complains, we can just take it down, right?
Yeah, or give it for free. That's all right.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we'll be okay. We like I said, we sent we got a lot of submissions. Thanks to everyone for emailing us. But Mike, who's in the Illinois area, went with a couple buddies. We got him some press passes. And he went for didn't stay the night, which probably, you know, is a good idea after seeing some of the footage. But he went there for a couple days and got a lot of interviews and just sort of captured the event. And I've been trying to go through it. I'll edit it down to some sort of more consumable format, hopefully about 30 minutes
or so.
Some
sort of short documentary.
Yeah,
film.
30 minutes or so. Yeah. But there's some good interviews. And this was the one that really, I think, was the best.
All right. So... it's this really skinny guy. I don't know how tall he is. He looks like he's normal sized. He could be like 6'11". I'm not sure. It looks like he's normal sized and his girlfriend is about 4'8", but I could be wrong. She's like she's thin and she doesn't have a big forehead, but she is almost midget height. She's very short.
Anyway. We can put some of these clips online as well. We're not trying to hide anything. There's a lot of different stuff, so we want to get it to something where you can just push play. And watch it in a row.
Either that or he's 6'5 and she's normal height. Either way.
Vince is obsessed with her height, as you can tell.
She comes up to his elbow.
Jessica.
Daniel.
All right, Daniel. And so what happened to your back, dude?
All right. It started off, I was just joking around with my kendo stick. I hit my buddy with it. But when we got up there to Pope Stan, the blunt man, he started shouting out on a microphone, $1 a lick. They get to whack me with the kendo stick across my back. All right, I've taken 8 licks so far.
So, I didn't know what a kendo stick was.
Kendo stick.
Yeah. Kendo. Oh, my bad. Everyone knows. This looks like a big piece of bamboo, right?
It's the Japanese art of swordplay or something like that. Oh. And they practice with bamboo sticks as their pretend swords.
Okay, proceed.
Karate.
Yeah, I like the idea that like he had a stick and then someone else just
people beat him with it.
Yeah, like, hey, you want to come beat this guy? And the guy's like, yeah, what he said.
Who got the dollar in this transaction?
The guy getting beaten.
Okay, fair. That's all right then.
Far, and this is what Buckshot done to my arm. He got me all the way across my shoulders, all the way across my arm.
Jesus.
I've taken licks from the best of them. Blaze signed my staff.
Who's Blaze?
Blaze, your dead homie. He's one of.
I like his early work.
All right, so me and Brett were having this conversation earlier. Now, do you think it's Blaze your dead homie, as in like an imperative, like hey, go burn your dead homie, or do you think it's Blaze, comma your dead homie, like your dead homie, his name is Blaze?
I think it's A for sure.
Or like Blaze your dead.
Blaze your dead, comma, homie. Like
right. So three possibilities. One, a call to action.
Yeah, yeah.
Two.
Yo, your homie's starting to smell. My ninja, your homie's starting to smell up the joint. You got to blaze him.
Right. Two, it's a title and almost like...
it's like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yes.
Blaze your dead homie.
A suggestion of an undead juggalo.
Oh, yeah. It's an imperative, a name.
Yeah. Like Blaze.
And
your
third, an invitation to a Viking funeral.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, threat, like Brett said. Blaze, yeah. You're dead, homie.
Blaze, you're dead,
comma, homie. It's all about comma placement. The thing is, like, I feel like the Juggalo crowd probably not so good with
it's got words they like.
Yeah, it does.
I enjoy
eats, smokes and drinks Faygo.
That's pretty fucking hardcore where you change your name to a threat. Like, I'm gonna shoot you in the face
now.
Okay.
He heard what I got to say and everything like that. He told me the Juggalos shouldn't have to take their beatings, but he's proud to know that there's Juggalos out there that still can, man.
And so where did they originally want to hit him? What did you say?
Buckshot offered him $5 to hit him in the face, and I told him no face shots, no groin shots. That's my pride and joy. I'm gonna have to fucking
yeah, like,
so,
I'm sorry, that's
a dollar a hit, and I've been letting people do it. If you want to see it, bro, I'll let you get a lick.
Dollar hit, you got a dollar, Toby?
I have a dollar.
Nah, dude, it's
very
cool.
Very fortunate.
Fuck it, let him do this.
Put this shirt on, because I don't want no splinters in my fucking back. That shit.
Understandable.
He's just making like Jesus, man.
Just don't wipe off Blaze's signature.
Don't wipe
signature.
Off the Blaze signature. That's all you gotta do. Keep it above, below the neck and above the fucking waist, all right?
Love all the rules.
And all you gotta do is whack me right across the back with it, all right?
A lot of conditions.
Ready? Go ahead.
You whacked him pretty good.
That hurt?
Hell no, it feels fucking good, baby. I'm a juggalo. Woo woo.
Hey, did you want some tequila for that?
Hell yeah. Dude.
All right.
That's how you
whoop.
Woo woo. That's how you do.
I kinda wanna go now.
I know.
I think we should have a soju.
It's only because you want to hit people with sticks.
Yeah.
That's fine. I want people to sign my stick.
A dollar? I got to pay a hobo at least 20 to do that out here.
What are the other interviews that are good?
Economies of scale.
I got to go, sorry, back and look. There was
don't blow your load on the fucking...
There's a pastor that they interviewed. I'll get through and edit it. My goal is to get it done within the next 30 days or so to have a final
go through. Yeah. All right. Well, this one is not a Juggalo interview, but that was still pretty good. It's a classic local news interview.
Oh!
Why do you make that sound?
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, but then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jesus, take the barbecue pit.
That was like a one-act play.
By Precious.
Sapphire.
It's been auto-tuned. This is a few months old. Somehow I missed it, but yeah.
That's right, and now I realize I've seen that meme. Describes her horrifying experience
when she first
realized
the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. I'm always
good.
Really impressed with those editing jobs.
Yeah.
I really am. DJ Steve Porter is legit.
Mm.
That's the guy that did...
Woo Woo?
No. He did the...
That's Blaze Your Dead Homie's Homie, isn't it?
Blaze Your Dead's Homie's Homie.
Yeah.
He did like the Randy Moss one clap one, and he did a bunch of them that were really good.
He's two homies twice removed.
DJ Aggravated Assault Steve.
Punch your other friend.
What if it was Blase, Your Dead Homie?
Clearly.
It was your disaffected,
yeah.
Deceased friend. Blase, Your Dead Homie. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, it's terminal. It's inoperable. Yeah.
Well, you know. Blase. Yes.
I could take it or leave it.
I guess I'm slipping away here. Try not to have too much fun with that.
Doctor, doctor says I got sleep apnea. Whatever. Could wear a CPAP or not.
You know, I'm not that concerned about it.
I'm not married. I'm not married to the CPAP.
Laramie, you know what I need? I need your other list.
Oh. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, we got these a fever, and that's all that's going to cure it.
These are jobs.
Brennan, hold on. Brennan just is such a fan of wordplay that
poop and wordplay.
He's a bibliophile.
Oh, Brett.
Brett screwed up, and now I'm a fan of shit-stained books.
I couldn't help but notice none of your books have poop stains in them.
What's that smell, man?
How do you read any of this?
This is my library.
Welcome. Please thumb through my shit-stained books.
That looks like the Brontosaurus turd from Jurassic Park. It's Moby Dick.
Just scooting your butt on Les Miserables.
Victor Hugo, I love his work.
Especially after I rubbed my butt on it.
Did you read this chapter?
Very
Does
dark.
It smell like it? Does it Very smell dark. Like it?
Jean Valjean is particularly corny.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, that's the joke that put it over the edge.
No, I was
like, ooh.
No, I got transfixed by whatever was going on in the background at Laramie's.
It's a motorcycle race.
Motorbike.
Oh,
motorcycle.
Is it?
Yeah. When are we going to outlaw loud motorcycles?
Dude, what the hell? I was talking about that today. Like, what the?
It makes me so mad.
It's the worst. Nobody likes it. That's like 2% of the population.
Me included.
Yeah, Ben included. But nobody likes it, and nobody, and
we drive by Vince's house in the morning just for fun and rev the engine.
Ugh. I gotta turn up my cooking shows.
I thought about setting up a sniper's nest, just picking them off.
But seriously, I mean, if we can't get that banned, we can't get anything banned. Like, everybody hates them. It wouldn't be that
Come
hard.
On, we're focusing on the important stuff, like the gays and abortion.
Yeah,
we're getting
sorry.
A ban.
Yeah, all the the solvable arguments.
I don't understand why it's not a noise ordinance issue.
What abortions?
Yeah, they're loud.
The silent killer is really a misnomer.
That's what they sound like. Oh. They're like geese.
Little screaming fetuses.
Wow. I was terrified.
What was that?
Help me. I'm inside of this one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
His mouth totally closed.
Oh, my God. That's
this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. That's going to give me nightmares.
Really?
Again, yeah.
Help me, fetus. What am I
going to
do? I'm stuck inside this lady. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
Oh, my God.
That was weird.
His lips are closed. His mouth's all puffed up with air. And then it
sounds like there's a person stuck in his mouth.
He looks like Dizzy Gillespie.
I do that to my dog. And he tries to eat my... He thinks there's a person inside of me. He tries to eat my face. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's...
Where were we? Oh, the other list.
Yeah. Jobs I could potentially gain employment and
all right,
a wage.
Stop stomping on his bit.
Well, but I want to understand. So clearly,
are you done with this joke? Because I've got some questions.
I'm concerned that the news gigs and the dog killing is not paying the bills.
Yeah, I mean, at some point there's going to be a reckoning, for certain. But right now I'm just, I'm coasting.
Okay.
Looking for the next big thing. Here we go. Some of these have slogans, some don't. You ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Old person VCR pause button operator.
Okay. That's technically called a Shabbos Goy, I believe.
Okay. I could be a comma.
Oxford or non?
I'd be the people's punctuation.
Are you Oxford or non-Oxford?
I would be non-Oxford.
Okay.
Curly?
That is close. I don't know what I haven't. I'm gonna keep my options open.
You gotta do the curly, right? Otherwise, you're just like an apostrophe that's fallen.
Speech therapy dog trainer. Now follow me. This would be a dog that growled and barked at children when they got the words right.
Okay. Oh, all right. But
to
then
encourage them.
But wait, so that would encourage them.
Yeah, to encourage them, keep getting them right, or else that dog we're gonna let it loose.
Okay.
Don't let that tongue slip.
Guy who keys Porsche 911s.
All right. All right. I don't know where the income's going to come on that one, but
I guess people who hate people with Porsche 911s.
I'd donate. Well, you know what you could do? Could you be a noisy motorcycle keyer?
I could do that.
Disabler, maybe.
Full-time FTE right here. Christopher Nolan, Bane ADR guy.
Okay.
The fire rises.
That's good. By the way, I've...
Hold on. We're going to need more examples. If this is going to be...
Yeah, this is going to be an FTE.
Oh, and I've been in the pit, the clarinet. Oh, fire rises.
I have a fun game to play.
Hold on, we need to compare to the real thing.
It would be extremely painful.
It's painful.
So I was doing laundry with my girlfriend the other weekend, and I grabbed one of her thongs and I put it over my face, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm got them recording." and so everyone can do this at home, because the next thing that she's going to say, of course, is, "Oh my God, take that off!" And then you can go, "That would be very painful for you."
I got to give Joe King credit, because I think he did that like after the very first trailer and sent me a video.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I can't understand what you're saying. But then, yeah, that's become a thing.
But you can't understand the video either. So
true.
Or the trailer either. So.
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
You just got dead.
Does anyone else feel like... Oh, sorry. Go. I forgot we were in the middle of a list. I was going to talk about the internet.
A party nap planner. Well, let me break this down for you. A lot of parties are good, but in the middle you'd like a nap, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely.
I set that up for you. And our slogan right there on the van, Investa in a Fiesta Siesta.
Okay.
You have another winner.
I have a feeling you worked backwards. I have a feeling you worked backwards on that one, Laramie.
I'd say you're correct. For some reason, Deaf Mute made this list too. I don't know. Make of that what you will. Pool cover. I'm the guy to stretch over your wet parts. Replacement Baldwin brother.
Okay.
Ron Paul, just in general, like, you know, and my thing would be like, some ideas are okay. Right. Couple more left here. Situational nudist. And what's my slogan? This is an easy one. Dressing on the side.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like fully nude half the time or something like that.
Union buster. Mm. And then I throw the Irish back into the sea.
So you're like a Pinkerton thug?
That one's kind of anachronistic, obviously.
Yeah, you're basically like a Pinkerton.
You know they're descended from snakes.
That sounds like a tip top idea, see?
St. Patrick banished all the snakes from the island.
And where did they end up?
In America.
Yeah.
Hanging outside of my shop.
See? This
playing
another...
stickball across the street from my shop.
There's only three left here. Saline solution specialist. And of course, the eyes have it.
I hate that one.
The eyes.
Wait for it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Duo of handyman. Yank or crank.
Okay. All right.
I like it when he's a thing that isn't a person. That's my favorite part.
Last one. Facebook status update critiquer.
Okay.
Your cat picture's bullshit. But not dogs. I like dogs.
I think I would hire you for that, to just go through and just troll everyone that writes retarded things.
Terrible. D-.
I think that'd be great. Just on everyone, especially people you don't like, status. Yeah,
uninspired. Exactly. Derivative.
Trite.
Left me cold.
Oh, there's plenty of times when I just want to just like... Nobody cares, Sam.
Yeah. You get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
As I've learned.
Laramie, Vince got unfriended within about 20 minutes of...
He didn't just reference Hitler. He's just like, you are Hitler. The Hitler from the books.
No, I said, have fun with that, Hitler.
So you made a friend.
You are of that line.
Yeah, well.
You were giddy when you said it. You're like,
no,
yeah,
I've been waiting
all week for someone to say something about her stupid causes.
This is going back a ways, but a girl that we all went to college with, she was trying to ban some sort of public smoking.
It was a petition to ban smoking in outdoor places, like ATM lines and like some like retarded situations where it was like you're in that situation for 10 seconds at the most. This is retarded.
And she had this whole big thing about it, and Vince wrote back, commented whatever he said.
It was good luck with that. Good luck with that one, Hitler.
Well, hey, you know, in her defense, you know that if you blaze, you're dead, homie.
That's so
when
true.
She unfriends you.
Oh, man,
you,
I just
you're...
got that.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's actually, it's blaze, like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
apostrophe
I apostrophe did. I reverse,
but if you're blasé, you're also dead.
I reverse Laramie that
homie.
If you're blasé about that.
Yeah. If you're blasé about smoking.
You're dead, homie.
Then you're dead in 35 to 80 years.
Well, I think
from emphysema.
Her and Vince went back and forth a little bit until Vince got unfriended.
When she unfriends you, do all your comments disappear too, or do they get to stay?
No, they go away.
That's terrible.
I got unfriended on Facebook because I shared something that was what was the last thing Rush Limbaugh? What was the last really assholic thing that Limbaugh did?
He got mad when they kidnapped the New York Times journalists.
Oh God, it wasn't that.
No, it was when he called that chick a slut.
Oh
she
yes,
wanted to
it was
birth,
when he called that chick
control.
A slut, and yeah. So there was a website called defendrush.org, and it had sort of a landing page that said, you know, hey, we stand with Rush Limbaugh. And then when you click through, it actually said, just kidding, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And so I shared it on Facebook. And so even though Facebook has that thing where it sort of previews the link, it still said, stand with Rush and defend America. And I said, hey, guys, take a minute to click this link. I think it's important that we stand for American freedoms. And if you click through, you saw that it said, just kidding, fuck that guy. But I noticed took a note of how many friends I had on Facebook, and it definitely decreased by one. So someone didn't take the time to click through.
But they did
take the time to unfriend me.
Either that or someone of your friends had killed themselves, and their parents finally got around to taking that person's account offline, like right around
it's not
that
always about
oh, you always, know what I just realized?
Yeah.
Couldn't they be Rush fans that didn't?
Nah, probably killed themselves.
Yeah, it's more likely.
Speaking of Rush fans, probably the worst thing I've ever seen that you guys are going to hate me for playing.
So I'm going to talk about Neil Peart.
I cast my vote in the booth, hoping and praying for truth. But Obama took it all, and now he's in my way. I trade my soul for a job, pennies and dimes all I got. I never asked for all this, and now he's in my way. Small business.
Wait, is this the song that everyone talks about but I haven't heard yet?
Because we deserve victory. Hey, if you're like me, I'm going crazy. The CYRs, we're calling baby.
CYRs are Chicago Young Republicans.
In Chicago, the borough here, we're back tomorrow.
That was kind of cute.
If you're like me,
it has to be the whitest thing you can do.
The CYRs,
oh, yeah,
we're calling.
I mean, you'd have to be like playing. You'd have to be like playing polo with a NASCAR.
Hands on.
Yes, rich white person. Obama is totally in your way.
Hands on hips, guys. You know what? You know what would be fun? You know what would be fun is if we did like a song, but we changed the lyrics. Wouldn't that be just? Wouldn't that just be like, oh, and so edgy?
I think
D minus derivative.
It's on the same.
Larry, you're making money as we speak.
It's on the same like cultural savvy overlap as all of Tyler Perry movies marketing, because it's all the shit where like all of his marketing is like, it's like, oh, Jersey Shore parody. It's like, yeah, people did that like 3 years ago, but it's the same as this. Oh, Call Me Maybe parody. Let's do it.
That is a song I am familiar with. Yes. I identify with this on a cultural level.
Give those girls a job.
Get them a job.
I've been working really hard not to hear that song ever. This is the closest I will come.
I think I heard it for the first time about like 2 weeks ago, maybe. And yeah, it had been a while. I made it a long time without hearing it. And then I had to admit when I did hear it, it did get stuck in my head for like at least a week.
Not to get too political, but while we're on the subject, the guy who fucking brags about paying 13% sales tax, you think he's going to save small business? Like, that's – I liken that to the Chris Rock joke where he talks about all the guys who go, I'm responsible, man. I take care of my kids. And he's like, man, you're supposed to take care of your kids.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to do.
That's genius because it puts a number out there and no one knows that they pay 28% in taxes. Like, no one puts that together.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he pays 13. Good enough.
Hey, I pay taxes not to have to do math, all right?
Exactly.
So well, I wouldn't mind paying more or less taxes if Obama would just give me a freaking job.
Yeah. That guy stealing all the jobs.
Like, what's he doing with them all? Does he just have them on the White House somewhere?
He gives them to the gay people.
He's anti-business. He's anti-business.
It's the only job
he has. The whole you didn't build that thing, he's fucking it. By the way, oh my God. How fucking stupid are you if you actually take the anti-business thing and try to apply it? If you're talking about someone and you say they're anti-business and it's not a white guy with dreads who lives in a fucking tree, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're so stupid. Come over. I will slap you.
I love the inference that the president could fix the economy. He just doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He's just a dick. He's such a dick.
No, he's also anti. He hates America.
Weren't you listening to the song? They laid this out for you. You can learn from entertainment.
It just makes
he's completely incompetent, and yet he has it in for all of us.
That's the thing. It's like, oh, he's such an idiot. Clearly, he has a massive conspiracy where he killed that guy in Denver so he could take our guns away.
Done and done.
Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, but he does know that he hates America.
I will say this. If you made me watch the newsroom like 3 hours in a row, I'd probably vote Republican the next day.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think two episodes back to back, and you are a lifelong, maybe a crazy libertarian. Yeah. It might throw you all the way off the spectrum.
Yeah, I'd be like buying gold and yeah. buying gold and guns and putting Ron Paul stickers on my guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
And your
they
gold.
Came out pretty hard against that Casey Anthony story, though.
Oh man,
pretty
ballsy.
Admirable.
You guys
ballsy.
Still watching that show?
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
think?
Yeah. I can't help it. It's like a hate. Oh. It's that, and Amy just started watching this other show that's like the ultimate hate watch show, which is called Gallery Girls.
Sounds good.
Like, it's a reality show about chicks in New York who work at art galleries.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, I was getting so angry and I couldn't change it. And I was like, oh my god, I want to pick my TV up and throw it out the window.
I'm angry just knowing that that exists.
The title and single line description makes me want to break Ben's TV.
Yeah. Oh my. I want you to break my TV. Just in case, I don't want it to ever come on.
I give you my blessings to smash my TV on principle because this show exists.
Jesus and I give you full permission to smash my TV wherever you need, just in case Gallery Girls comes on.
I just can't take that risk.
I can't bear the thought of it accidentally coming onto my TV. Oh, that's terrible.
Did you see it with your eyes?
Oh, I watched almost the whole episode.
Oh.
These Gallery Girls?
Oh, fuck.
Now I have to know that it exists.
I grew up in a middle-class family where my parents both worked multiple jobs, so they're really not in any position to
support
me.
This one's like a semi-normal one.
Oh, my God. These are old. Look at my bangs.
This is a terrible sleep.
Oh, how did I have any friends?
Because of your personality, that's why.
Oh, thanks.
So fucking boring.
I didn't
She's looking this through a box of her. She's a middle-class white girl looking through a box of her stuff talking about her fucking bangs.
That's the most ordinary person on the planet.
Oh, my God. Can you believe how long it's been since we cleaned?
I wish they would have shown the other ones. That one's the one that they keep in there to let you know that they're not all from a different planet.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
Mm, yeah. No, I don't either. But then it's on, and then I'm, like, sucked in because I want to punch it so bad.
At the end, do they win?
Yeah, they win the art.
Yeah, you get to keep the gallery.
And now I'm Picasso.
I tried to get my squirrels in the gallery once.
How'd that go?
Larry, you're the best.
It wasn't too good, you know. They didn't seem like they're very into the same kind of art that I'm into, you know.
Squirrel art or
sure, squirrel art, you know, scenes of the forest, things like that.
Have you ever thought about doing a Last Supper with squirrels?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I did a few of those, you know.
A couple ones.
Yeah, Northeastern Ridgeback was Jesus, you know, because that's kind of like the king of squirrels.
I didn't realize that. So the squirrels worship Jesus.
I don't know. I never thought about whether squirrels have religion or not. Some scientists think they do. That was a big topic at the last Squirrel Fest.
How are the symposiums at Squirrel Fest this year?
Well, they're pretty good. You know, there's a lot of people.
Symposia. Is that the plural?
It's the Latin for multiple symposia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, you got to know the Latin terms so you know the scientific names of all the squirrels.
What's your favorite Latin species of squirrel?
Oh, the squirrel Tibia Australopithecus is my favorite, I think.
It's going to blow.
It's a good one.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's the
It's a fossil of a squirrel that they discovered with Lucy in the Au Devoir cave in central France. It's one of the squirrels that they actually drew on the walls of the cave. You know,
where do you come down?
The squirrel drawing. Squirrel drawing is older than wine, and it's been with humankind a long time. You know, that's one of humankind's first urges is to draw squirrels.
Where do you come down on Ice Age? Too commercial, or
I'm not familiar with Ice Age. I mean, they killed off the dinosaurs and brought about the squirrels, so in that sense, I'm for it.
Well, sure. Yeah,
we're very pro Ice Age. if that's what you mean, I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine the Earth without Ice Age,
or without squirrels, for that matter.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
So, is there? I feel like Squirrel Fest was a long time ago at this point. Is there one coming up?
Oh, it's every 4 years, like the Olympics, you know. So you get it really excited. They have a pre-Squirrel Fest every 2 years.
And what's the difference between the two?
Oh, a pre-Squirrel Fest is just to get you prepared for Squirrel Fest.
Just a lot more anal than one of them.
So they have 2 full years.
Well, they have the heats, the drawing heats at pre-Squirrel Fest, and then they hold the finals at Squirrel Fest.
So like a drag race?
A draw race.
Sounds like SummerSlam.
Was SummerSlam?
Yeah, WWE.
Pretty focused on squirrels, so he doesn't get out.
sorry, my fault.
He doesn't do a lot outside of that.
What else do you need, really?
That's how you become a master, though.
I mean, you get a piece of charcoal, a squirrel, that's pretty much all you need, you know what I mean?
Well, you, like you said, you find something you're passionate about, you never work a day in your life.
Sure.
Sure.
All right, gotta go. see you guys later.
Hey, are you going to come to Chicago?
Oh, sure. I'll come to Chicago. There's at least 5 different types of squirrels right in the city of Chicago.
Right in the city center, huh?
Right, yeah, sure.
I have to say, I still don't understand what you're doing in Chicago. Like, you're doing a show?
With Fake Brett? Do you want to really know?
Or all?
I do want to know. Like, are you going to the Sears Tower?
At the top of the Sears Tower, we're going to have a live show and then skydive off.
We're going to lean our heads against the window.
Base jump off.
Just like we're going to do all the stuff in Ferris Bueller, pretty much.
Yeah, it's going to be a Ferris Bueller weekend.
Is that in Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a venue?
Yeah, so the University of Chicago.
University?
University?
Are you having a stroke?
Go.
I thought he said University. Oh, you have to tell us what the hell happened.
Bermuda?
Yeah, you have to tell us about Bermuda.
Bermuda happened.
It got late and a lady
friend showed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know half of the ladies are ghosts there because of the triangle. You probably fucked a ghost.
Damn it. Okay, that's fine.
Maybe like a 1900s ghost.
You were ghost busting. I hope you bagged it up.
Ghost
been up in there.
So I was hanging out with the work folks, smoking cigars and drinking cognac, and get back to the room, and I was like, holy shit, it's 9. It was like 1 in the morning out there, and I was like, oh, these guys are just starting the podcast in my fucking room. I'm going to see what's up. And it was funny re-listening. I was like, oh, I was a little drunker than I remember. One. That's number one.
Big hit with the listeners, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, finally, they like me. Good. Number two, it was funny because I heard the bloop attempted bloop in, and Vince screened me. And he's like, what the hell's Ben calling for? And I was like, what the fuck? He screened me out. And then he calls back. I was like, what? You guys are in my fucking room. But Bermuda was a good time. I would not recommend it from the West Coast, though. It's really far away.
But other than that, good place?
It was cool.
Is it beachy?
There's a couple beaches there.
Yeah.
Jet skiing was really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did that in Cabo. Did you get blisters on the sides of your ankles from holding on to the thing all tight?
No.
What about on your thumb? Like on the?
Yeah, I got some thumb injuries. Yeah.
The thumb blisters.
Your neck? How did your neck in Bermuda?
No,
was your neck okay?
Because you go really fast and you're just like, you have, like, super white knuckling the whole time.
Any open sores on your wing?
Yeah.
Fortunately, no open sores on
from
the wing
from the jet ski.
Jet skiing. So it was that was pretty fun because they take you out in really calm ocean waters, and you're jet skiing over the crazy clear blue water with the reefs underneath.
Just
you.
Fucking up that pristine environment.
I was doing so many jet ski donuts. Oh my god! So you know I was one of the first ones on the jet ski, and of course you're right in some little tiny harbor where you're no wake even on a jet ski. And the first thing I do is just do like 12 jet ski donuts in a row, and the instructor's behind, like, doing the slash throat to the neck, like, cut it. There's no, it's like, you can't give me a jet ski and expect me to just wait here for everybody.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking crazy?
You're like the Maverick of jet skis.
That's how I thought of myself.
He's very brash.
Yeah.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Yeah. I chucked myself off once. That was good.
Yeah.
You know, you do too many donuts in opposite directions, and eventually your body goes one way, and the jet ski chooses not to. But just not too many injuries doing that.
Any ziplining?
No. There's no zip lines out there, I don't think. It's a pretty flat island.
Oh, that's a shame. Zip lines are pretty bomb.
I'm a predator. maybe I'm a predator.
Look out, I say!
There's some pretty...
Get to the shopper! Mira!
Not a lot of that, no. Turns out. But there's some cool caves out there. It's pretty expensive out there. I wouldn't recommend.
Put mud on USA. I'm coming. Coming out of the jungle. I'm coming for you.
A lot of that, actually. Mm. A lot of that.
I love Mexican predator zip line.
Mira gets me. That's what gets me.
But yeah, it was fun blooping in for a couple minutes. And then, I re-listened. I was like, God, that was a significantly more intoxicated than I remembered when I was talking to you guys.
Hey, Ben.
Watch out for those ovens.
Hey, Ben.
What the hell
would you do?
Hey, Ben.
Laramie.
Am I okay? You hear me?
Yeah.
After you blooped into the broadcast for a couple minutes, did you bloop into a lady?
Laramie, why are you the best? Why are you the best, Laramie?
And was it any part of you wanted to leave the feed running?
Met a nice lady friend, and she showed up. I didn't know I was going to hang out with her.
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? And she showed up, and I was like, got to bloop out of this one, buddies. Later.
Yeah.
All right. And actually went jet skiing the next day. It was a good time.
She had a lot to offer a young man.
It was fun. But, yeah, it's long way to go, especially I was, woe is me. Tough to be a white man with bachelor parties and things to do. Went from Cabo to Bermuda. Wouldn't recommend that gauntlet. It was about 24 hours from the Cabo house to the Bermuda hotel. Wouldn't recommend that. But
I didn't quite understand the thing in Mexico where you, like, you go up to the front and then they push a button and then it turns green.
There's
and
a guy
you go
with a
through,
whistle
and you're like, what?
Pours tequila down your throat.
No, at the airport.
At customs.
There's
Break
a weird
bags,
customs
get
thing.
Tequila.
It's like you fill out the forms and they search your luggage and all that and you're like, okay, cool. And then you go to the front and like you're just standing there and a guy just looks at you.
So you have to push the button, yeah.
And you press a button and it either shows like green or red and you have no idea what this button does. It's
completely random.
It's like the price is right or something.
It's completely random. So it turns out this is how Mexico works. You just push a button, and I don't know what the odds are. I would guess 1 in 10, maybe.
Well, it turns all your bombs off, so you're safe.
No.
No?
No.
That's not what it does.
It makes you get butt raped by a Mexican.
What?
If it goes green.
You want green?
No.
Oh, you want
Oh, no, sorry. Blue? You want green. Red
Look
means
out, I say, come for the raping!
Calm down, doctor. Now's not the time for fear. That comes later.
We're just mixing
Laramie,
them up.
How are you not gainfully employed at multiple positions?
Oh, I am. Why I don't even know.
Why are you working for Vince? I met that guy and he smells.
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
All of it's
I don't think Bane said that.
I like to think, I like to think Laramie's got panties on his face when he's doing that.
So anyway, you interrupted me when I was about to have a stroke. University of Chicago invited us to come out and do a couple live shows. So we're going to watch a movie, and we put it to the listeners. Laramie, here are the choices. Commando. Over the Top. Predator and Running Man.
Over the Top could be a pretty good choice.
Well, if you have a vote, what's your vote?
I say Running Man.
Yeah, you know what?
I think unanimous at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of consensus. Brett, were you
Yeah, I'm definitely in on Running Man.
Yeah.
I think Predator is one of the top 10 movies of all time, but I've seen that in the last year, so.
Well, it's also Running Man is just so much more awesomely silly. Like the bad guys are amazing. Sub-Zero,
more like Plane Zero.
It's got a lot more Arnold-isms, even though Predator's got a bunch, but it's got a lot more. So,
if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah. Predator's a much more serious, more well-done overall movie, where Running Man is... I also love the 80s looking into the... It probably was actually based earlier than 2012.
You notice screens got worse in 80s future movies? There's always like a horrible refresh rate, and there's like the fuzz at the top and the bottom. Somehow TVs did not look like that in the 80s. Somehow the screens actually regressed in the future. You ever notice that? Like you watch Total Recall or Running Man?
Aliens, same thing.
Yeah, Aliens, RoboCop.
Oh, where they're grainy and shit?
Yeah, screens actually regressed.
Yeah, I love me an old-fashioned console with the green... God, yeah. I could fuck that robot.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, if you want to fuck that robot, come out to Chicago
and fuck that robot.
Come on, Billy,
and get robo fucked. We're gonna get robo fucked in Chicago.
We're gonna have a robo fucking booth. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, if you're anywhere near the Frat Cast and anywhere near Chicago on November 3rd, you have to come out. Otherwise, we'll come to your house and personally just
robo fuck you.
We're just gonna robo fuck you. We're probably gonna do the Code Red thing. We'll do the sock, or the soap and the socks.
That's what you got to do to people.
Yeah. Just remember, fat boy, it's only a dream.
Mm. A university legitimately invited you?
Sort of.
Okay.
No, it's legitimate.
University of Chicago.
Yeah. Are you allowed to drink?
Yeah, there's a pub there. We're going to try to get some drink specials so people can.
The home of the first Heisman Trophy winner.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
And that is?
Jay Berwanger, I think. Right?
Right, like I would know.
That's like Chad Farthouse.
Yeah, Jay Berwanger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Steve Titwiener.
Yeah. We've got Fairmont versus University of Chicago Rattlers today.
Look it up.
Do you guys think people are going to be disappointed to find out I'm just another one of your silly voices, like 20s Gangster and Fake Brett? There is no real Brett, and that's the reason I don't like the voices, is because it means there's less time for me. You think that's going to bum people out?
That might.
But they'll be equally amazed by Vince's... inside voice.
Well, do you think everyone will be impressed that Vince is the only person that does this?
Ah, yes, I was correct. I just Wikipedia'd it.
Jay Buttholer? What was
Jay
his name?
Berwanger.
All right, well, come on out to Chicago. Meet Jay Berwanger.
Well, we'll have more.
We're going to dig him up.
We'll have more details in terms of times and buying tickets, but right now your only assignment is to help us pick a movie.
Us, Blaze You Dead, homie.
And get your plane tickets. Just be in fucking Chicago if you don't live there.
Yeah, fucking A.
Fuck, and be there.
Be in San Francisco next Thursday, the 30th.
Cobb's Comedy.
I'll be there.
Is that next Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention one part about my anecdote.
Go.
Damn it. So based on my surgery that I talked about a long time ago, I physically have less asshole in me than other people.
It's a foreign hole. It's a second butthole.
They've removed part of my bunghole. So I have less control over that kind of thing.
Right.
So I really have to worry.
It's like someone else's sphincter.
Oh, if they had
a
pie chart of how much of your butthole was gone, I would laugh.
That's what I'm saying. So I was having like spasms and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, no, right?
Oh, Brennan's
you can picture
die.
It. Brennan, oh, you no. can picture it, right?
Oh, no.
You can picture it.
We almost killed him.
And I when I was getting the thing, I talked to the doctor, and he's like, I'm like, well, are there any like long term concerns for me? He's like, well, you probably won't be able to hold it very well when you get older.
Only
and
in your butthole.
Maniacally, like he didn't care.
Aww.
Like, is he like, we'll be older. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah. High five.
High five. You'll be shitting yourself anyway.
I had like bro surgeon.
Oh man, it's all up in your butt.
It's like Franklin and Bash. Like whatever, bro.
Franklin and butt. What is that? I don't know.
It's a lawyer show about bros.
You watch a lot of TV.
I know of it. I haven't watched it. Anyway, Laramie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You are man's best friend's worst enemy, as always.
You brought the thunder. Again,
oh, you brought it hard.
And Vince, thank you for coming on Brad and Laramie on Movies. We do appreciate that.
What? I do not acknowledge this show.
What the fuck?
Wow, he's two-timing us.
When did he do this?
Yeah.
We had our 100th episode Tuesday. He got up at like 8 to do it, too.
First of all, congratulations. Wait, why do you do it so early?
Seattle time.
Yeah.
Time difference.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Laramie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an achievement of a lifetime.
Well, you're only 14 behind us, yeah. So you should probably do a couple more just to catch up.
Are we on the 14th?
114.
Wow. Is that 2 years?
That is more than 2 years.
More than 2 years.
By Earth time, at least. I don't know what.
I'm excited for Laramie to be a comma.
No,
I don't think we have, yeah.
The people's punctuation.
All right, Brendan.
All right, Laramie, thanks for coming on. Anything to pump?
Nah.
All right, fair enough. Vince, what's the Google Voice number?
415-275-0030. We'll play your voicemails if you leave a good one.
And you aren't weird.
If you're lucky.
Don't be weird.
And we remember to do it.
Be kind of weird, a little bit.
Email us, frogcast@gmail.com. Remember to get your votes in about what movie you want us to screen in Chicago. And until next week, good night and good chins.
Yeah.